Even in swampy, muggy Florida, people have been running out of water.
This is the first time the well has ever gone dry.
Ellen Peterson can remember water gushing out of her artesian well when she'd hook up the hose. These days, she's stuck with rusty water from her shallow well.
Now, if I let that sit, it would settle out orange.
We visited Peterson at the tail end of this year's dry season. In the weeks since then, Florida's been pummeled by major thunderstorms. But Florida water managers say it's too early to know how much the rain will help. This was the driest dry season Florida's felt in more than 75 years. And it's the third year in a row of serious drought. That's meant some changes for people who live here. A lot of cities have put rules in place that limit watering lawns to 1 or 2 days a week. One woman actually ended up with a warrant out for her arrest after she watered her lawn on the wrong day and didn't pay the fine. Some cities in Florida are talking about adding a drought surcharge to bills for people using the most water. Ellen Peterson says local water managers have even been capping wells. Peterson may be 85 years old, but that didn't stop her from telling her local official to back off.
They told me that they were going to come cap my well, and I threatened the guy with his life if he ever came back. So it didn't happen yet. Hasn't happened yet.
So it's not such an easy sell to get people to cut back on water. But that's Gary Ritter's job. He's a water manager in the Lake Okeechobee area. It's a giant lake, 35 miles wide, and it's nicknamed the Liquid Heart of the Everglades. The lake level is 2.5 feet below average.
For water to get to the Everglades, it has to come from Lake Okeechobee. Now we have a juggling act as to how we manage this water in the system, for the multiple users, for the water supply, and for the ecosystem.
The lake's the center of a huge tug of war. Farmers and cities need the water, and the lake's also a big tourist draw. And the Everglades are in major trouble, mostly because the water flow to this fragile area has been cut off by people. Some experts say these kinds of conflicts are just going to get worse. Peter Glick is president of the Pacific Institute. It's a nonpartisan group that studies water issues.
Places that we didn't think were vulnerable to water shortages in the past are now increasingly vulnerable as our population continues to grow and our water supply doesn't. As more and more people try to share that fixed resource, there's going to be growing competition for water and more both natural and man-made drought.
And he says we just don't know what's in store for us as the climate changes because of global warming. We could get a 1-2 punch. First, from weird new weather patterns causing surprise droughts. And second, from more and more people moving into dry areas. People have expected these kinds of problems for cities in the desert Southwest, but nobody really saw this coming in the Southeast. Peter Glick says even if you live in a place surrounded by water now, you shouldn't expect to always have plenty of it. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.